test, now that it right at the bottom will start again. Okay, we have Machlokes, Rabba, and Shmuel. Rabba and Shmuel. If Eruv is Mishum Dira or Mishum Kenyan. Shmuel said Eruv is a Kenyan, and we said there's two ways of learning the Kenyan. Either that each one is makna to the other one, their rishus, so they become all shutfin, or the balabayas is makna his rishus to all of them, the one who has the house, where they put the Eruv. Rabba Omar Eruv Mishum Dira. Eruv is not a Kenyan, it's a Dira. They all consider like a living because of their past in that one place, and therefore they're all shutfin in that one Dira, that's their place, and the chotzer and the house, then are all the same rishus. My binai, what's the difference whether it's Mishum Kenyan or Mishum Dira? Ik binai kli upachas mishava pruta. If you have a kli, if you can use that for the Eruv or not. If it's because of Dira, people, their Dira goes after their pas, not after their kelim. But if it's a Kenyan, you can make a Kenyan with a kli too. Just not a, can't use money because we're afraid that the money won't be around Erev Shabbos. But a kli you could use. Pachas mishava pruta. Same thing. If you have Muslim shtei sudos, but it's less than a shava pruta, Kenyan can't make with it. But Dira you can make. People still are there. And according to the Man D'Omer who says Kenyan, you still need Muslim shtei sudos, because you need something kosher, Tosa says. Or because the Man D'Omer who says Kenyan also holds that the idea is a Dira too. And also a cotton. Rashi learns a cotton is because a cotton can make a kinyan. But Tosfos says, Lamaisa, you don't need the cotton to make a kinyan. Cotton just brings the Eruv there. So it's talking where the house of the that you're putting the Eruv in is belongs to the cotton. So he's the one who's going to have to be makne to the other ones that can't be. Omale Abaya la Rabba. L'digach kasha l'shmuel kasha. So Abaya said to Rabba, both on you there's a question and on Shmuel there's a question. Right, whether Eruv is Mishum Kenyan or Eruv is Mishum Dira, both of them are difficult. Right, and so the Rishonim say, so what the Achronim say, so then what does what did Abaya hold? If it's not Dira and it's not Kenyan, then what is it? So it could be just a hecker. It's not that what's it called? It's not, you don't have to have an actual Kenyan. It doesn't have to be that actually people are actually living there. It's just that a hecker the Rabbanan made to be matter carrying. It doesn't work with any it doesn't work with any kind of mechanism. It's just a hecker beyond. Where it says, Atanya, Hamisha Shigavu es Eruvan. Five people were Meshutteth in a pass. They collected the Eruv amongst them. Kishahim Olichim es Eruvan, Lamokam Acher. And now they want to be a Ma'arev with a different place too. They want to take their Eruv. They had a Chatzar. They have five houses open into a Chatzar. And they made an Eruv together. They could carry in their Chatzar. Now they want to be ma'ariv with another chatzar, right, in the mavli. So when they take that eruv to the other place, right, to make it that now their place and the new place is all one, right, echad molich lekulam, one person can bring it for everybody, right. So lechora, who kneel the kalkani, the sulo, lechora, he's the only one making the kinyan. So how does it help, right? Who knew the kadai, or he's the only one who's the dira. Right, because now they're taking their shutvis into another place, so the chora, all of them should have to do it. Where it says, Omer lei, lo, v'yidi kasha, lo, shmuel kasha. The answer seems to be partial. It's not a kasha on me or shmuel. Shlich ustekula kofit. The one who's doing it as a shliach for all the other ones. So he's doing it as a shliach to be makne of all of their reshuyos to the new place. And he is a shliach that, what's it called, that they're all considered now like they're living in the other place. Omar Rabba, Omar Rav Chama Bar Gurya, Omar Rav, Halacha Krav Shimon. Halacha is like Krav Shimon, and we said it'd be machlokes in the Amorayim and the Rishonim of what exactly Rav Shimon said. Rav Shimon could have said that in the case where you have three chatzeros, right, that they're all mutter, right, where you have two N1s or whatever, they're all mutter, the middle one is mutter to the two ends, and the two ends are mutter with the middle one. Or it could be Rav Shimon held that the two ends are mutter with the middle one, but the middle one's not mutter with the two and ones. Whatever Rav Shimon says, the halacha is like Rav Shimon.
This is Rav.
Right, okay, so Enochramis. That's a Rafi Rav's Shita. But we're, what's it called? The two Lashonos of Rashi, we're not sure what's the. Are in Shmuel, right. Right, Enochramis. So it's a Rav, what's it called? There's Mutter, you're right. He's Mutter with the. They're both Mutter with the middle one, and he's Usher with both of them. Okay. Rashi, l'makom acher, shiratzu la'ariv v'mchatzer acheres. They wanted to take their Eruv and extend it to another chatzer. Nosnim besocha Eruvan, zeshigavu l'hater t'chatzer. So they take their Eruv and move it into the other chatzer. Echad mehem molechai dekulan, and only one of them has to take the Eruv into the other place. Bishvil kula. Vafilu nosan hu levado pas achas bishvilan. Even if he's the only one who gave the pas. Hoel v'hu kvar Eruv v'mchaderov. Since he made an Eruv with everybody else, Kona Letzorach Kula. So he's Kona for all of them. So Mara says it works out Shlichas. Rav Shimon, Dehi Muteris Imohen, Dehi Mutar Nimoh. Like Rav Shimon, so Rashi says that he's Mutar with them, and they're Mutar with him. Okay, let's go on. Misha Boba Derech, the Choshchala. The person was traveling, Erev Shabbos, and it became dark. And right before Shkia, and he recognized a tree 2,000 amas away. Not that he actually saw it. He knew that within his 2,000 amas there was a tree. And it doesn't have to be within his 2,000 amas at that moment, but within 2,000 amas of where he could get right before Shkia. Okay, in other words, he knew that, let's say, 2,500 amas ahead there's a tree. And within the next few minutes till Shkia, he could walk another 500 amas. He could run another 500 amas. Then he could still be kovei shvisa by that tree, since he could get to the within 2,000 amas of it by Shkia. So he recognized a tree or a fence. Ba'omar, and this tree and the fence doesn't have to be a rishus hayachid, even a rishus harabit. Right? It doesn't just has to be a makom mesuyim where he's kol neshvisa. It doesn't have to be a rishus hayachid. Va'omar shvisasi tacha, and he said, I intend that my shvisa should be under that tree, lo amar klum. Right? He didn't see that's nothing, because since the tree has a wide space, more than 4 amas, so there's no makom mesuyim that he's called the shvisa. He said very nebulously under the tree, and it could be anywhere under the tree. So that's not called kol neshvisa. Shvisasi bi'ikaro, right? If he said my shvisa should be at the base of the tree, where he set a specific place, then mahalach mimakom ragla v'yad ikro apayim amah, then that place becomes his shvisa. So he has 2,000 amas to every direction from that place. Memela, since he's within 2,000 amas, he can walk to the tree, right? From the tree backwards is where he's standing. So he can walk to the tree. And from the tree, umikaro, the abeso payamama. And he can walk 2,000 amas to his house, if his house is within 2,000 amas of the tree, right, from the tree. Nimtza mahalach mishachashecha arbas alafimama. From the moment of Shkia, he can walk 4,000 amas. 2,000 to the tree and 2,000 past the tree. Im eno makir, o she'eno boki, bahalacha. If he doesn't know a tree, he doesn't know of any landmark that's within 2,000 amas ahead of him, or he doesn't know the halacha. The Omar Shvisasi Bimkomi, and he says, well, that's it, I'm stuck, so this is where I'm spending Shabbos, right? This is my Makom Shvisa, right? And Tosfos says he doesn't have to say anything. He just has to think it. Some hold that he has to mamash think it in words, and others hold he just has to have that intention is good enough. You don't have to mamash say the words. So there is a Bala Iter, though, who says that you do have to think it, you have to say it mamish in words. But most Rishonim hold, you don't have to say anything. The most you have to do maybe is think it in words in your mind. So, and he said, so when it says here, he said, it just means he thought. And so he thought, well, that's it, this is my Mokom Shvisa, is where I am now. Then Zochalo Mekoma Alpayim Amalecho Ruach. So then he has 2,000 amas from where he's standing right now. And if his house is 4,000 amas away, he can't get home. Agulos, and the 2,000 amas are a circle with a diameter of 2,000 amas. Okay. Divrei Rabbi Chanina ben Antigonus, the Chachamim omim rubos ketavla merubas kedesh yaniska lezavios, and the Chachamim hold that the 2,000 amos are a square around him of 2,000 amos. Right, each side is 4,000 amos. Right, 2,000 amos. He's in the middle, and the square is right, and that way he benefits the hypotenuse of an extra square root of 2 times the side. 2,000 times the square root of 2. 800 more. Okay. So there's a machlokus later on, not here, how that works. Does he get the 2,800 all the time? Right. In other words, no matter what direction he walks in, since there is one way that you could walk diagonally, and you'll have an extra 800 in that square, so you always have the 800, no matter which direction you walk, or only if you walk diagonally to get the 800. But if you walk straight, you only get 2,000. Okay. 800 sounds like a lot of that. Okay. Okay. The zuhi sha'amru he'ani ma'arib baragla. This is the case where an ani means a person who's on the road. He doesn't have pass to make an Eruv, so he doesn't have to have a pass. He can just go to the place or even have intention of a place within 2,000 Amos and say, that's where I'm Kol Nishvisa. He doesn't have to bring bread over there, nothing. Right? But only an Ani can do that. Only a person who's not home, doesn't have a pass, he's traveling, then he can make his Eruv without a pass by either being in that place, what's it called, when Shabbos comes in, or by designating a place within his 2,000 amos. Omar Rav Meir, Anu ein lanu ela ani. Rav Meir says only works by an ani. It won't work by a person who's home who could actually take a piece of bread and what's it called, the Muslim shtei sukkos, and bring it to the place where he wants to become a shvisa. Rav Yehuda Omer echad ani dechad asher. Right? It doesn't make a difference. Even a person who's home who could theoretically send his pass with somebody else can go there also and become a shvisa. Lo amru ma'arim b'pas elo l'hakil ala asher shelo yetsiv yari baragla. The whole idea of pass is only a kula for a person who's home, who has the pass, that you have to matriach him to go and bring the pass. Actually, he can send a shliach with the pass. He can't send a shliach to be ma'arim baragla, but he can send a shliach with the pass. But if he wants to go himself, he doesn't have to bring any pass at all. He just has to be there when Shabbos comes in, and then he can go home, and the next day, travel from there another 2,000 amos. Rashi?
Why can't he just think?
I'm not sure. I was afraid somebody's going to ask me that question. I'm not sure. Bechara, from here, it's Mashmi, doesn't have to actually be there, Bechla. And then,
that's only if he's out of the city.
Yeah, but who says it? That's good for the Machlokes. This is the case of Ani Ma'arid Baragla. And on that, Rabbi Yehuda says even an Asher. An Asher is somebody who's Bevesa. So it's Mashmil, that's not the difference. We're talking going in that case. What? No, the Zusha Amru is what's it called? Is the case where the person is Borah Baderech, right? And he says,
Bechor. I don't know, it says on the side, Zusha Amru.
Yeah, over there, that what's it called, in Harami. But this case over here is the case of a person's Ma'arav Baragla, where he's Baderech. Our mission in the beginning. Go on, we'll see. I'm not sure. Misha ba Baderech v'chash, chalo garsine. V'hoi matir ilan ogeder, v'hu besof al chayim imokam ragla. And the tree, or the fence, is within 2,000 amas from where he is right now. V'hoi ilan lebesol chayim. And from his house, from the tree to his house, is also 2,000 or less. That's where I want to be called my shvisa, since I could get to there, what's it called, on Shabbos. So I want that to be my makom shvisa. The afagav dehashta kaddish yoma, even though right now it's already Shabbos, right? It's already shkia. Motzi lemezel alpayim at hosam. He could still walk till there. He has 2,000 amos at least from where he is right now. To whom makom shvisa? Therefore, he can be Konish Shvisa in the place that he specified, and that's considered the midpoint, and then he has 2,000 Amos till there and 2,000 Amos past there. Lo Amar Klum, time of first month. I'm going to explain why it doesn't help if he just said under the tree, where he doesn't specify specific Arba Amos. Keder Chomas Avonim, or he knows of a wall, that's a specific place. Omar Shvisasi Beikaro, Veyodea Hushem Ikaro Vyabeso En Yosem Alpaim. He knows that in from the trunk of the tree, right, which is Arba Amos, right, he has a specific place that he, what's it called, there's less than 2,000 Amos to his house. Karnalo Shvisa Beikaro. Hoel Vesimes Mekomo, since he specified the place. The Megillah, that Shvisa, puts the tree as the midpoint. He has 2,000 amas from where he is now till the tree, and 2,000 amas from the tree to his house. Then Eino Makir Ilo Nogedim. He doesn't recognize a tree or a wall. Oh, Eino Boki Valacha. Then Yodeshi Yoelo, Velo Amar King. Or he doesn't know it's going to help. So he didn't say this. So Plugs Rab Chanina ben Antignus for Rabban of Igmar Mefarish. I'll explain the machlokas between Rabbi Chanina ben Antignus and the Rabbana, right, whether it's circle or a square that you have of 2,000 amas. The Zeusha, Amruka Gon Zeshu, Baba Derech. The Einimo Pas, the Hashta Anihu, person who's traveling and he doesn't have bread. So he's considered like an Ani, right? This halach of a person traveling is considered like an Ani, has other ramifications. He's allowed to take, what's it called, Matnas Anim. Even if he has more than 200 zoos. But what's it called? But if he's traveling, he doesn't have his money with him, so he's allowed to take Maiser Ani while he's traveling. Because he's considered an Ani. Says, Lo hi tiru chacham la'ari baraglab lo pas. They were matter him to make an Eruv by going to the place without any bread. The Echad Asher, Hayoshim Aveso. An Asher is a person who's home. Verotza leilech lahashich alatchum, velikno shri samut. Right, and what's it called? Rabbi Yehuda holds no. Echad Ani v'Echad Asher. Doesn't make a difference if you're in your house and you could bring bread there or send bread with somebody. You don't have to. That's only a kula that you don't have to go yourself. But if you want to go yourself and become the Shvisa, then you can. Ah, I think I have an answer to your question. Yes, the question, yeah. The answer is like this. If you're home, then your Shvisa is in your house automatically. You can't create Shvisa somewhere else unless you pick yourself up and go and call a shvisa there. But if you're in your house, you can't say my shvisa is somewhere else when you're sitting in your house. That is your shvisa, mitzvah. You can't put a vach in your shvisa by thinking about another place. Either you can go there or you can bring a pass over there and that transfers your place. But if you're traveling in the way and you have no shvisa, so right, you have no place that's mitzvah, then you can say, I want my shvisa to be, I'm 99% that's the answer. If it's not, it's a great answer anyway. Okay, I must have seen it somewhere, and that is the answer. Okay. The whole purpose of the pass was only a kula for somebody who doesn't want to go there himself. But if you want to go yourself, you don't have to bring a pass. My lo omar klum. What does that mean, lo omar klum? What does that mean? He didn't accomplish anything. If he said, my shvisa is under that tree somewhere, and it didn't help at all. What does that mean? Omar Rav, lo omar klum kol ikr. Doesn't help at all. Tafilu the tachtov shal ilan lo motzi osa. He can't even walk to the tree. He's no shvis at all. Right? Doesn't help at all. Mamele, he's left without any shvis. So what's his shvis? A daladamas. He can walk daladamas. That's it. He's stuck. He has no mokum shvis at all. He's traveling. And he has no place of a mesuyim that's a makom shvisa. He doesn't want to become the shvisa where he is because he said under the tree. So he lost his shvisa where he is, right? Those dalad amas don't become his makom shvisa, which now he'd have 2,000 amas to every direction from there. So he lost that by saying, I want it under the tree. And it doesn't work under the tree because he didn't say a makom mesuyim. So he's stuck with dalad amas and that's it. That's what Rav said. Shmuel Amar lo Amar klum lebeso. Doesn't help that the shvisa should be under the tree. The Mele doesn't have another 2,000 amas after the tree. Right, but he can't walk till the bottom of the tree. The nasa tachtov shel ilan chamer gamel. Right, and the end of the bottom of the tree, we don't know exactly where the shvisa was. That's the problem. In other words, really, he's Kona Shvisa somewhere under that tree. And Rashi seems to say that all the Siurim, the tree is a really wide tree. And the expanse of the tree from side to side is 30 amas. Right? 45 feet from one end of the tree to the other. So somewhere within those 30 amas is his 4 amas. But we don't know where they are. So, therefore, He can only walk 2,000 amas in any direction to the most chomor part. In other words, we consider the, what's it called, the shvisa at the end of the tree, farthest away from him, to where he is now. So if it's within 2,000 amas of that part, he can walk to the tree. If not, he can't. And we consider 2,000 amas from the closest part to him now to that be his house. And if there's still less than 2,000 amas to his house, fine. If there's not, from the other end of the end of the tree that's farthest from his house, there's not 2,000 amas, there's more than 2,000 amas to his house, he can't walk to his house. So it's, like we said, chamer gamel, he gets the chumrah of both sides. Okay? We consider the four amas the farthest away, l'chumrah. Okay. Rashi. Lo amar klum kol ikar, v'lo yozes mikomo. He can't move out of his four amas. Shari b'makom raglo v'en lo shvisa. Shaharei okar daito v'libo mikan. Now he doesn't have shvisa where he is now because he didn't want it. He wanted it under that tree. V'tachas ha'ilin nomi lo koner shvisa v'holo siya. And under the tree doesn't help because he didn't give a specific place. The afal pi shekol tachtov shel no ha'ilin. V'soch ha'payim ama l'makom raglo. Right? And even though the entire area under the tree is within 2,000 amas to where he is now, mifarshin in time of the rav lekamon hoil v'lo pirish eza dalad amas boser bochar lo b'tachtov shel ilan lav shvisa. Since he didn't specify specific arba amos, doesn't help at all. Even though any of the arba amos could help, but since he didn't specify, it doesn't help. Okay. See from here, like I said many times, but here's another raya. The word siyem doesn't necessarily mean to finish, but it means to specify. What? Right. Yeah, then that's when you finish something. Now you see, now the whole thing is finished. Now you have a dover mesuyam. It's a complete thing. Ushmuel omer lo omer klum leveso, aval atachto shali lemotsu ozu. The Kamba first, if you omer shmuel le milsekagon dekoi, kol nofo shal ilan, the socha paim lemakam rag. It has to be with the entire area under the tree. So any place that he could have meant is within his 2,000 amas. Because if not, then maybe the place that he was called the shvisa is the arba amos farthest away from him. And that's past his 2,000 amas. That is enough at all. Then he can't walk to the tree. The chol dalad amashata nosim, the shvisa tachto kulon ruyoslo. Whatever arba amas you pick under the tree will still be within his 2,000 amas. Hilkach lebeso lo, omar klum. But he can't walk past that, right? Because we don't know exactly where those arba amas are. And therefore, from the tree to his house is only 2,000 amas from the farthest part of the tree, closest to his house. But from the other end of the tree, it's more than 2,000 amas. So he can't go to his house, because maybe he was calling the arba amos in the area of the tree closest to him now, farthest from his house. To habeso rochok mikaru alpayim. Kiditani Masnison, Nikoro the Abeso Alpai. From the trunk of the tree to his house is 2,000. That means from the under the branches of the tree, farther from his house is more than 2,000. Bishemahu Bokharlo Arba Amos Horishonos, Shitacha Sa'ila. Maybe he picked the Arba Amos under the branches that were closer to him now and farther from his house. Osen Shot Sido, Umishom Abeso Yeshos from Yapai, Kol Rochov no Fa'ila. I will attack of shall even Motsi Ozil, the Mimonashah, called Dalar Amos, Shatanosin, no tact of the Shvisa, nos, and Mokam Ragla, Paimama. Right, from where he's standing now, the farthest point away from him under the tree is still within his 2,000 amas. But from under the tree to his house, it's only 2,000 amas from the trunk, but not from the area under the tree, past the trunk, away from his house. The Nasa tact of shall even, Rochav Natias, nofo shall even, Imu rochav chof olamad ama, right? The entire expanse of the tree is 20 to 30 amas. Nasa lo chomer gomel, kolomer moshko lekan lekan. From the tree, he can only walk 2,000 amas in the direction from the farthest end of the tree towards that direction. In other words, if he's walking east, he can only walk from the west side of the farthest west part of the tree 2,000 amas. He's walking west, he can only walk from the farthest east part of the tree, 2,000 amas. Right? Okay, the Gemara brings the case in north and south. I don't know why I said east and west. Right? He wants to walk north, then he can only walk from the farthest south point. The Omer Shema Arba Rishon, the Shotzad Ragla, Borchelot Tachos Ohila. And Mishon Lodim Lo Taim Lo Beisov, and Imtza Rochus Lo Shimam. Comes out, he's 30 amas short of getting to his house. Because this house is 2,000 amas from the trunk. And this is another 30 amas, what's it called, from the trunk, or maybe his Arba Amas is. If he wants to go back 2,000 amas away from his house, he only has 2,000 amas from the farthest point under the branches of the tree to the other side. The Maisa, though, he has from where he's standing now 4,000 amas, and if his house is there, fine, right? At least 30 amas, because the 30 amas, we don't know that his 2,000 from the ikra of the tree to his house. So we don't know, though, maybe the 30 amas is not included, because maybe his shvisa by the tree was 30 amas closer than the to him now than the bark of the tree. So what does he lose altogether? He only loses 30 amas, because he wasn't messiahing where exactly his 4 amas was. Lashon Acher, Rashi says another way of learning this. Shmuel Omer lo Omer kum leveso. Shmuel said that he does kolish shvisa somewhere, but he doesn't have 2,000 amas to his house. She'ein lo min ha'ilun l'tzad beso klum. Nupshat. He can't walk at all past the tree. He can walk to the tree, but he can't walk past the tree. So let's see the reason why. Avalotachdom shel ilim motziyosu. Why? Dikasover Shmuel. Dikana lo shvisa bebeis hamekomos. The problem, what Shmuel says is he's kolish shvisa in both places. What's both places? Where he's standing right now, and the tree. So then it becomes a chamra gamo. Right? In other words, if he wants to go 2,000 amas backwards, he can't. Because maybe he was kolish shvisa by the tree. Then his 2,000 amas end in the direction where he is now, where he is right now. If, he wants to walk past the tree, 2,000 amas he can't, because maybe he was kolish shvisa where he was. And then his 2,000 amas end at the tree. So he's stuck to go to the tree, Manashah. Because if he was Konish Visa by the tree, he can go to the tree. If he was Konish Visa where he is, it's within 2,000 amas of the tree. But he can't walk past the tree, and he can't walk backwards from where he is now. The Kesavah Shmuel, the Konish Visa of Beit HaMakomos, Hoyov lo Siyam Dalar Amosav, Ein lo Mokom HaMiyuchad lo, lo Tachas HaIlan, lo Mokom Raglav. We're not clear whether his Shisa is where he is now, or under the tree. Ela Okan Okan. He can go till the tree, wherever the shvisa is. But once he gets to the tree, then he can't go 2,000 amas past the tree, and he can't go 2,000 amas past where he's standing right now, backwards. Right? If he wants to go now 2,000 amas past the tree, we tell him, no, maybe your shvisa is where you were standing 2,000 amas away from the tree. And now you can't go past the tree even a kiyuzet, because this is the end of your tour. Now he says, okay, so give me 2,000 amas backwards. I'll go back. No, he can't do that either. Maybe the shvisa is by the tree. Moldin lo min ha'ilun, zeh shamati. Rashi says this lashon has too many questions on it. Doesn't fit into the lashon of the Gemara. The Gemara asks over there, my time of the Rav, how is the Shuli today time of the Shmua? Right, the Chora Rav we understand, right? That the guy can't walk down Lamas. He didn't want Shvis over here. The Shvis over there doesn't help. That makes sense. But the Gemara asks, what's the reason of what's it called Rav? Ask better what Shmuel's reason is. How could you be calling Shvisa in both places? Manavshach, this place you didn't want, so why should you have Shvisa over here? Me something. The mill said, the Rav is stabber today. The Mamakam Ragal of the Russell Ipnos. The Tachas Eden Lokon. The Loyadina my say. Right? Rav makes sense. I don't want here, and there it doesn't help, so I don't have no Shvisa. Avol Shmuel, my Spirulay. If you can be kol nishmisa without specifying, then let it be kol under the tree, right? If he lav kanya, he lo lipne lo hachav lo vasa. And if it doesn't help, how does it help over here? Here you didn't want to be kol nishmisa. You specifically said I want it over there. So how does it help over here? To a kan lo rasa lipnos. But filu Rabbi Yochanan nuri lo ka omar. Even Rabbi Yochanan says you can be kol nishmisa without wanting, sleeping, ela chetze hefker o yoshet, where you didn't have any kavana. Aval zesha omar beferish, any road to lipnos kan. He said, beferish, I don't want my shvisa here. I want it by the tree. Heich yikna, how could it be that he's kol nishmisa where he doesn't want it? The old my nasa tachtov shel ilan chamer gamel. It's not the ilan that becomes chamer gamel. The chamer gamel is from where he's standing right now. Right? Not under the tree is chamer gamel. According to the first lashon, it makes sense. Why it's chamer gamel under the tree? Because we don't know exactly under the tree. But according to this, it has nothing to do with the tree. Chamer gamel is from where he's standing now. It's chamer gamel. Chachi ba'ele lemeimer. Ushmuel omar hareze chamer gamel. Not under the tree. The old my minat sof minat dorum. The mokum echad yesh lomar mitzvono midromo. Right? Where there's one place you could say north or south of that place. But if you talk about two different places, there's no north and south of two different places. Right? Alo mishtei mekomos l'shai chai lishna. That the whole lashon doesn't fit. So therefore Rashi says mistaber, like the first lashon, that Shmuel holds that your kol nishvisa is somewhere under the tree, but we don't know exactly where, so we're machmer to the farthest end of the tree on both sides.